The readings of today's feast, the Feast of Our Lady of the Pillar of Zaragoza, are used readings of the Commons of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the reading of the Gospel that we have selected, which is also used for the Feast of Our Lady of Prompt Succor, which the traditional feast is January the 15th, reminds us of the eagerness of the Blessed Virgin Mary, one, to do the will of God, two, to bring us the blessings of God that he has given to her to distribute. And so we have the reading of the wedding feast of Cana. The Blessed Mother, then as now, and as it was in the year 40 AD, when she appeared to the Apostle St. James the Greater in Spain, is always eager to help us in any way that we need help. Of course, we are also asked to imitate her, to imitate her son. So that means that we also should be eager to help when help is needed. And so the Blessed Mother saw that they had run out of wine. Now that obviously was not the biggest event in the world, nor the biggest necessity in the world, but for that young couple that were beginning their married life, it was very important. It would have been a source of shame and ludicrousness from the people around them. Oh, they have allowed, they did not provide properly for us. They have allowed the wine to run out. And so the Blessed Mother did not want them to start their marriage in shame. And of course, no marriage should begin in shame. In this case, however, it has nothing to do with the wedding feast of Cana, but it has to do with the promptitude, the swiftness of the help of the Blessed Mother. The Blessed Mother was still alive. It wasn't like there was a great devotion to Our Lady at that time in the church. She was loved and reverenced as the Holy Mother of God, the Mother of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But there wasn't the devotion that there is today. And the great development in theology and Mariology of the great benefits of her existence in the history of salvation, and then after the ascension, after the assumption. In this case, she was not even assumed into heaven. She was still alive, living with St. John the Evangelist. And so the Apostle St. James and his disciples, who had been sent to Spain to evangelize, found the doors shut to them. Nobody wanted to hear what they had to say. Very similar to the world of today. Nobody wants to hear what we have to say. Even those who claim themselves to be good, holy Catholics, and no one should ever claim themselves to be holy, that's the first sign of unholiness, of pride. Even those do not want to hear anything. They have better things to do, always. And so we are in the same situation. And we need very much the help of Our Lady, who came to us in Spain in the year 40, with the wondrous pillar that is still there to this day. Though there have been many persecutions, they've had to bury it and hide it and everything else imaginable, but it was brought back always, and there it is. She also left a statue of herself with a baby Jesus, a lady of the pillar of Zaragoza. She came to help. And so what happened? The Apostle St. James, who was getting ready to quit, he did not quit. And then all of a sudden, people began to come and to want to hear about Jesus Christ and to want to hear about this wondrous pillar. Where did it come from? How on earth? They could not even carry it. It probably weighs 1,000 pounds. It's about 5 feet tall and it's this much around. And then on top of that, there is a smaller, obviously, statue, which is all of it is covered in gold and wondrous fabrics and jewels, especially today on this, her feast. So Our Lady opened the door. And she opened the door to all those people who were closed up in themselves and did not want to hear Christ or about Christ. as it is in the world today. And so today, in a very special way, and for us is doubly special, that is the eve of the feast of Our Lady of Fatima, the last apparition at Fatima, the great miracle of the sun, 106 years ago. For us, it's doubly important and doubly wondrous because we are celebrating all these feasts of Our Lady. Yesterday, the divine maternity of Mary, that she is indeed the mother of God. Today, Our Lady of the Pillar, who came to take care of the apostle St. James the Greater, who was our Lord's cousin, along with St. John. There were relatives also, those who did follow him and her. And, of course, she opened the doors and promised them that until the end of time, the faith would remain in the kingdom of Spain, in the Iberian Peninsula, similar to what Our Lady did at Fatima in Portugal. Now, of course, we know the situation in Spain and Portugal is very bad, just as it is everywhere. But in the meantime, in Spain in particular, I do not know about Portugal, but in Spain in particular, there are hundreds of thousands of young people. They're not the old people that are getting ready to die and don't care about anything but their bank account and their investments and about what medicines they have to take. Those people couldn't care less, and they have lost the faith. But the young people, who have no one to teach them except a few good priests, and they're very few, by the hundreds of thousands, they make pilgrimage every year to Our Lady of Covadonga, who started the rebellion of the Spaniards against the slavery imposed upon them by the Muslim tyrants. And there began the Reconquista of Spain, which ended with Venerable Isabel I, Queen of Spain and of Castile. All these things happen together, and the Blessed Mother is always there to lead them. And so her promise is kept. The majority of the clergy, of the bishops, of the people, they don't care. Just like here. Just the way it is. It's a very horrible reality, a very sad reality. But we care, and there are hundreds of thousands of young people in Spain and in Portugal, and perhaps here too, who do care. And so today we commend ourselves and commend the church in this parish, in this shrine, in this diocese, in this state, and in this country to Our Lady of the Pillar. May the miracle of the pillar restore us once again to the faith and to the truth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.